KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Solar companies in the Bay Area want Congress to extend a popular renewable energy tax program that expires this year. KQED's Lauren Summer reports many are bracing for business without it.
Solar projects benefit from a 30% tax credit. But there's a problem. Most of the companies developing the projects don't have enough income to take the deduction. That's where the 1603 Treasury Grant Program comes in. It gives companies a cash grant up front in place of the tax credit.
This program really was a fix that brought liquidity back to the market and enabled developers to move forward with their projects.
Arno Harris is the CEO of Recurrent Energy, a San Francisco-based solar developer. He says most solar companies depend on the tax program.
It's definitely going to have an impact, if it's not extended, on our appetite to continue investing in the U.S. solar market.
Harris says the good news is that solar is looking more attractive to investors. Google recently announced that they're investing $94 million in four of Recurrent's solar projects. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Meanwhile, another local solar tech operation is going bankrupt, a company that nearly took taxpayer money through the same pipeline as the failed Fremont-based company Solyndra. Solar Millennium, a German company with its U.S. headquarters in Oakland, began insolvency proceedings in Germany yesterday. According to the Tribune, the company won more than $2 billion federal dollars for a solar energy complex in the California desert. Solyndra got more than $500 million. Solar Millennium changed its plans and never took that money days before Solyndra went bankrupt. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Silicon Valley Bank. For nearly 30 years, helping innovative companies across the world succeed. Silicon Valley Bank.